yourselves for the best in synthwave with Karin Zoe Lee.
Hello, hello, and good evening from Seattle. This is Karin Zoe Lee back with another episode of KZL Live on Night Ride FM. I bet you were wondering where I've been. I took a little break. Last time I was on, I had Nina and Ricky Wilde on the show, and that was the day I realized I had the flu because I was supposed to go see Time Cop, and all the people that came in town were Time Cop and Ollie and the rooftop party that fell between the two dates that they had their tour dates. And I missed out on that whole week. I'm still mad about that. But like I said, I left off with Nina and Ricky Wilde, and I did that panel for the other time zone. So there's a track I haven't played for you yet from their new album, Scale of Hearts, and this is Videotech. And Ricky Wilde, and there's a video for this song on Nina's YouTube, so check that out too. All right, up next. Oh, yes, Michael Weber. Yeah, another reason that I was out was I had a couple of gigs the last week of October / first week of November. I didn't realize that when I accepted that gig. Phazoland and Betamax and Michael Weber were on that lineup. They were doing one-off show in Seattle. I don't know why Ross wanted to travel out from Detroit to Seattle for one night, but they made it happen because they're buddies and they like to do things for fun. So, yeah, he flew out. Unfortunately, not with his new wife, Morgan. I would have loved to see her again. But yeah, what's my point? My point is Michael Weber has a new album out, and he got to play us a few tracks from that. The new album is Omakase, and I picked for you, Glasses Up, the titular track. Say by Michael Weber, titular track from his brand new album, and he made this album. Omakase is it's a Japanese food term. It's basically you go to a sushi place, you sit up at the bar, and you let the chef decide what you're going to have. You put your trust in the chef, and it's always good. But the last time I had a show with Michael Weber at that yacht club with the Alphabet Zero, he said something like that he's not making music anymore, but he'll still do shows if people want him to do shows. And I was like, all right, you know, he found his passion in being a Japanese chef, and, you know, people got to pursue their passions. But that was before this album came out, so I guess he's not quite done. And we're all happy to hear that, especially Jaws. Jaws loves him. Don't you, Jaws? Well, I'm glad, too, because he's still doing concerts and stuff. So, speaking of which, you know who was at that last show? New artist Oddity from Vancouver or Portland. Help me out here. I think Vancouver. Anyway, it's closer to Portland than Seattle. You got to go down there. Anyway, I was pointing up at the stage telling him he should be up there. He laughed and he said, well, I got my third song if you want to air that. So here's Oddity with Radiant. That was Radiant by new artist Oddity from Vancouver, Washington. Technically the Portland scene, if you ask me, because it's just as much of a pain in the ass to get there from Seattle. It's a drive. I made that drive and back in the same night. Won't do it again. But yeah, I will come down to Portland to see you on stage, dude. You're working up to an album, right? Right? You're working up to an album. Or an EP. I'll settle for an EP. But you're finishing it. Up next, I'm going to catch you up on some of the stuff that I played for Europe that I was not able to play for you because I was on break. From Retro Reverb Records, Faisha had an album out, Strange Things Just Happen, and one of the tracks was remixed by Future Analog. This is Dreaming on Clouds. Originally by Faisha. All right, up next, Fons Tramontano has, he's got a couple new tracks out. He's got another one waiting in my inbox, but I haven't played this one for you yet. This is The Lovers.
Thank you.
was The Lovers by Fons Tramontano. And I will play his next single next week. Catching up. Isn't that always the game with me? Always catching up on submissions. Oh, up next, speaking of gigs that I've had on Halloween, I got to open for the Midnight Danger show. He flew over from Stockholm, Sweden to do a little West Coast tour, a few stops. And yeah, I was lucky enough to be on that show. So, Midnight Danger released a brand new single. He hasn't released anything in a while, and he dropped this.